When markets plummet and panic sweeps Wall Street, one investor calmly reaches for his checkbook. Warren Buffett's contrarian approach has transformed him into the world's most successful investor, amassing over $100 billion in wealth. What makes his strategy so powerful? While others frantically sell during market crashes, Buffett selectively purchases exceptional businesses with durable competitive advantages at bargain prices. His patience is legendary. He famously closed his investment partnership in 1969 and waited 3 years with cash while others chased easy money. When the 1973 crash finally arrived, Buffett was ready, likening himself to a sex-starved man in a harem. This disciplined approach has made Berkshire Hathaway required reading in business schools worldwide and attracted followers ranging from Bill Gates to LeBron James. Let's decode how the Oracle of Omaha consistently outperforms the market. Buffett's investment approach evolved from short-term bargain hunting to long-term quality investing. Initially guided by Benjamin Graham, he built his fortune finding undervalued businesses trading below intrinsic value, essentially buying a dollar for 50 cents. When the market peaked in the late 60s, Buffett demonstrated remarkable discipline. Unlike Graham before the 1929 crash, Buffett closed his investment partnership in 1969, returned profits, and waited patiently for 3 years while others chased easy money. After the 1973 market collapse, Buffett was ready with cash. Rather than pursuing what he now called discarded cigarette butts with one or two puffs left, he focused on companies with durable competitive advantages, businesses that would generate wealth for decades. This strategy proved powerful again in 2008 when collapsing financial institutions sought Buffett's cash reserves. He secured favorable deals with General Electric, Goldman Sachs, and Swiss Re, obtaining preferred stock with generous dividends and warrants. Buffett's approach to identifying businesses with durable competitive advantages starts with a simple question: how old is the company's product? He believes predictable products equal predictable profits, favoring companies that have sold the same brand name items for over 50 years. His portfolio demonstrates this strategy through investments in long-established brands: Kraft's Oreo Cookies, 1912, American Express, 1850, Wells Fargo, 1852, Coca-Cola, 1886, Procter & Gamble, 1837, and Johnson & Johnson, 1887. These companies have weathered multiple economic cycles while maintaining market dominance. This preference for established products is practical. Older companies with consistent offerings require less R&D investment and can maximize equipment usage. See's Candies, which Buffett acquired in 1972, exemplifies this principle, operating with virtually unchanged recipes and business model for a century. Buffett also scrutinizes earnings consistency. Companies with true competitive advantages show steady earnings growth over time, demonstrated by Procter & Gamble's 155% per share earnings increase from 2001 to 2011, compared to United Continental's $107.65 per share loss in the same period. Buffett's key insight was seeing that companies with durable competitive advantages have such predictable earnings that their stocks behave like bonds with variable coupons, equity bonds. Unlike traditional bonds, these equity bonds offer expanding returns as earnings grow. In this framework, an equity bond's return equals the company's annual net profits. A company with $100 book value earning $8 annually yields an 8% return. If earnings grow at 10% yearly, this creates an expanding equity bond with an increasing initial return. Using Coca-Cola at its 2011 price of $65 per share, Buffett demonstrates how to project future returns. By analyzing earnings from 2001, $1.60 per share, to 2011, $3.85 per share, he identifies a 9.18% annual growth rate. This projects potential 2021 earnings of $9.27 per share, At a conservative P/E ratio of 16, this suggests a future share price of $148.32, an 8.6% annual return. Including Coca-Cola's $1.88 annual dividend through 2021 adds $18.80 in total dividends. Combined with the projected share price, this yields $167.12, improving the annual return to 9.9%. American Express exemplifies Buffett's talent for finding opportunity in crisis. Founded in 1850, Amex handles 24% of U.S. credit card transactions. Berkshire owns 12.6%, 151,610,000 shares, purchased between 1994-2000 at $8.44 per share. By 2011, with shares at $45, Berkshire's $1.28 billion investment had grown to $6.82 billion. Buffett first invested during the 1963 salad oil scandal, when Amex discovered loans backed by non-existent collateral. Despite $80 million in losses that dropped shares from $80 to $30, Buffett saw value in its traveler's checks and charge card franchises. He invested $13 million, 40% of his partnership's money, and sold 3 years later for nearly $20 million profit. History repeated in the early 1990s when Amex faced losses from Shearson Lehman Brothers. Buffett purchased $300 million in convertible preferred stock and continued buying as the company divested Shearson to refocus on its core business. American Express thrives with inflation. As prices rise, it earns more from its 2.5% transaction fee. From 2001 to 2011, Amex achieved a 216% increase in earnings per share, growing at 12.2% annually, even through the 2009 banking crisis. Buffett's banking investments showcase his focus on quality institutions. Wells Fargo, founded in 1852, became America's second largest bank by assets. Berkshire owns 358,936,125 shares, 6.8%, worth $10 billion, acquired at an average cost of $22.32 per share. Buffett's initial $289.4 million investment came during the 1989-1990 banking crisis, with subsequent increases during later downturns. He considers Wells Fargo America's best-run large bank, citing its strong cost discipline and focused management approach. Wells Fargo demonstrated impressive growth from 2001 to 2011, increasing per-share earnings 187%, 11.15% annually, and book value 188% to $22.45. At 2011's market price of $28, investors saw a 10.1% initial return with projected 11.15% annual growth. U.S. Bank Corp., America's fifth largest commercial bank, earned Buffett's confidence through consistent performance, maintaining 20% returns on equity and 2% returns on assets. The bank's book value grew steadily by 96% from $8.43 in 2001 to $16.55 in 2011, never experiencing a down year. As Buffett approaches his ninth decade, he has selected successors Todd Combs and Ted Weschler as money managers, both demonstrating his philosophy of investing in companies with durable competitive advantages. This succession planning reflects Buffett's dedication to preserving his investment approach. By choosing managers who understand durable competitive advantages and the equity bond approach, he ensures Berkshire's strategy will continue generating exceptional returns. Buffett's investment philosophy remains deceptively simple yet powerful. Focus on companies with durable competitive advantages, treat stocks as equity bonds with growing coupons, and have the patience to buy when others are fearful. Success in investing doesn't require exceptional intelligence. It demands the temperament to be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. During market panics, channel Buffett's approach by seeking quality businesses at bargain prices, leveraging the wealth-building power of patience and disciplined analysis.